Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome back. It is so wonderful to connect with you again. And I have to say, before we dive in, I really want to take a moment and thank you guys. I've just already been getting the sweetest comments and messages and remarks from this. And you guys, I see you and thank you. And I know who you are. And it's so sweet and it touches my heart. And I just want to really acknowledge that and tell you thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And also just thank you guys for being here and connecting with me in this way. It's fun. And we're going to continue to expand today. So thank you so much. And before we dive in today, I want to give you a quick recap from the last episode. And as you'll recall on the last episode, I was working with Sharon. So we were in the middle of her session. And in 8 minutes, she was able to get her pain gone. Well, almost gone. And well, sort of, because if you'll remember, it actually moved to her left side, from her right side to her left side. And as I mentioned, it kind of worked out perfect because there's so much to learn in this. Even if I just take the obvious things, if you're somebody who has been researching healing with the mind for a long period of time or you know, trying to figure that out, what you'll want to notice is if you remember in that episode, that she was in this place of feeling really, really wonderful, like feeling so excited, so happy, and like the highest energy that she had been on the entire call. And that is when it shifted to her left side. Now, of course, I'm not saying the answer is to not be happy. You definitely want to be happy. What I'm just saying, though, is that there's more going on than people realize. And so if you are somebody who's been studying and reading all these things, you might hear like, you know, getting rid of stress or bringing in happiness and positive thinking or love is healing or forgiveness is healing or any of these things. And by the way, those are all really great things. And I highly recommend forgiveness and love and positive thinking and all those things. Absolutely. And even meditation, it's some forms of meditation. I actually do not recommend silent meditation and certain types of meditation. And at some point, I'll go into why that is, but I don't recommend those. And there are some types of meditation that are great. And I'll share more about why that is on upcoming episodes, because I know that is exactly opposite of what everybody else teaches. But I'll share with you why, so it really makes sense to you. But either way, my point being is that working with the mind does take a level of precision. And it's not just, oh, let me just think positive, or let me just get love in, or let me just let go of stress, or let me just have healing. There's more to it, and it's specific. Now, my point in saying that is this, is that when it comes down to it, we all need to know how to use our minds. Nobody can make us happy if we don't want to be. Nobody can change our mind if we don't want to change it. Now, when you look at the awareness that there's a precision that's needed, and which we'll dive even deeper into during this episode, but when you look at the awareness that there is a precision needed, and when you take the example that I used previously that emotions don't make sense, you know, I used the example that unfortunately, somebody who's a cutter, so maybe they've gone through a trauma and they start cutting themselves, unfortunately, how they can experience a feeling of relief or feelings of control or feelings of euphoria when they're cutting themselves, which of course the rest of us would be like, ow, you know, that hurts, don't do that. Or we would not have positive feelings towards that. And again, point being is that when I really feel into the emotions of what people are feeling, it's all very, very, very different. The way that we link up emotions can be somewhat the same, but it's all very different. So the cutter provides you kind of like with a black and white example of, wow, we really can link up a lot of different emotions in a lot of different ways. And so, again, going back to the awareness that since our thoughts and emotions or energy or stress or mindset, whatever you want to call it, have the ability to heal our body or in a negative sense, contribute to creating illness, or they also help create our lives. And so for this reason, we all need to know and really be in touch with how our minds work. Okay. So that's, of course, what we're going to talk about even more in depth during this episode today. Now, there is something else that I do want to address really quickly before we dive in, and that is the word bingo. So you may have noticed when I'm in session with somebody, the word bingo comes up. And the easiest way to explain it is that coming through my recovery, I started feeling what others feel. So it's similar to the medical condition of mirror touch synesthesia, but it's where I can feel what others feel. And that's really a very basic and simple way to say it. But what happens is that bingo kind of automatically comes through when I find what I'm looking for, which may sound really odd, but if you can imagine that you feel everything that somebody else feels, it's a lot of information. And so as I'm looking through information, it's kind of like bingo automatically comes through as I'm looking through information, which again, sounds really odd, especially because I used to do network engineering and I'm very, very analytical. It probably comes through. So I'm very analytical, but also very, very spiritual. And so that's a very analytical, grounded way to say, you know, I feel what other people are feeling very, very intensely, like an empath on steroids, whatever you want to call it. When I first started feeling this and having this ability, I didn't want anybody to know. I mean, it was so, so outside of the box for me. I hit it. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And it took me a little while to come to terms with it. Some of the things that I looked at and just starting to be like, okay, because I was like, this is, you know, outside of the box. I grew up in a household where people with self-help was even like very uncool. You don't do that self-helpy stuff. It just wasn't cool. And so as this whole thing is happening and I'm going, okay, well, I just, you know, got better and figured out how to use my mind and all these things, then this gift opened up of being able to feel what other people feel. And, you know, that led me on a whole nother journey of exploration of the mind and all of that. And kind of some things that I was able to be like, okay, this is normal. As I started actually looking, I didn't realize things like, I mean, the CIA was doing research with Stanford on things like remote viewing in the 70s. And Carter, President Carter, even mentioned different things with situations that happened with remote viewing and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, well, I can make this a little bit more normal. And of course, since then, I mean, I've ended up in labs before where I have like electrodes on my head because people are trying to, you know, understand what it is that my mind is doing and how it works and all these fun things. And even one specific time, it was interesting. I was in this locked room, like looked like a big freezer, like a big padded freezer or a big padded safe, if you will, like a walk-in safe. And so I walked into that and they had me in this room. And then in an adjacent room down the hall, they had this photon beam set up. So like a laser beam, if you will, but in like a scientific experiment with splitters and all this stuff. But at the end of it was a counter. And so very simply, it's like a photon beam, like a laser beam with a counter at the end, very simply stated. And so from this other room, the padded freezer type room, okay, what would happen is this voice would come on and it would say go, and then it would say stop, and it would say go, and it would say stop. And I don't know, I didn't have my phone or anything on me. I wasn't allowed to have any objects on me, but it was every few minutes, maybe 3 or 5 minutes or something like that. But I would use my mind towards the photons, and then I would stop and use it whenever the voice said stop and go. And then afterwards, the scientist was able to take the data from the counter and that was counting the amount of photons. And when I was using my mind and when I was not using my mind, you were able to see big differences in the beam. And so it was fascinating. So, and you know, really what our minds are able to do is just really incredible. And so anyway, so many different things happened. And I look forward to sharing with you like different insights, different things, miraculous things opening up. It's really incredible. But in short, that's what bingo is. And when it first started happening and that word would come through, it's like an automatic response. I just had to laugh. And I was like, well, you know what? I would tell my friends, well, at least it's not Yahtzee, which is funny because I grew up playing Yahtzee with my grandmother. So that was like our game growing up. So joke around about it being bingo when it is what it is. And that's part of what drove me actually to start showing people that they could get results. And it's not just pain, but I like to show pain because people can see it. I like to do it under medical equipment, you know, thermography, so people can see the physical change occur. And like, it's not just something that's happening in the mind, but they can visually see that. And by the way, if you didn't check out that video that I talked to you about a couple episodes ago, you'll want to maybe go check it out and see it where you can see it under the live scan. Because, you know, as you can see, even as I tell you about my research, when something's new to me, I'm like, okay, how does that make sense? And so that video and seeing it under thermography, where you can see the scan turn from red to green, is pretty powerful. And so something that's available for you, of course, again, because it's all about each of us really starting to understand our own minds. And so that said, it's beautiful as things open up. And again, I'll share with you, there's so many different interesting things and incredible coincidences that happened with me as I was going through my own recovery. And I'll share them as we continue to go along, but just truly incredible. We're just amazing beings. And so anyway, that said, I want you to remember as we dive in, the audio is not perfect. And you know, honestly, sometimes imperfection is perfection. So it worked out, but you'll want to remember that there is a little bit of brushing that's happening against the microphone. And just because there's so much information in this and it helps to see more clearly, I didn't want to just discard it. And it's not like I could just simply re-record it because, of course, she made the change already. So we're going to roll with it. And that said, let's go ahead and do that. So your body is giving you this information that's saying, hey, so that pain that was in your right side, now that we'll shift to the left, but I want you to notice how it can shift and it's telling you something.
Yeah, that's true.
Bingo. All right. So if I ask you the level of pain in your left side, what's your level?
It's like a 7.
Okay. And if I ask you the pain in your right side, what's your level?
It's definitely like a 2. I don't feel anything as much anymore.
Okay. And bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. Okay, so you know how you said that there's some old stuff that you've been dealing with and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you familiar with the feeling of, and I'm going to go into this real quick, but first and foremost, have you ever heard of somebody feeling like they accidentally bump somebody or something like that and they feel so guilty and overwhelmed with guilt, or they do little things and they feel overwhelmed with guilt and whatnot? Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so feelings don't always make sense, right?
Right.
Okay. So there's a feeling of feeling like you're a bad person, like you're feeling guilty for the past. Are you familiar with that feeling?
Yes, absolutely.
And if I ask you how long you've been feeling that way, how long would you say that is?
I think for most of my life, and I don't know if it's like past life stuff or what, but it's most of it. Yeah.
Awesome. That's fun.
Yeah, really not, but yeah.
Awesome. So if I told you, you could feel guilty for the rest of your life, feel like a bad person and blah, blah, blah. How does that sound?
Not fun at all. I'm like, I'd rather not.
Okay. So this is part of your breakthrough also. Okay.
Yeah.
And bingo. All right. So bingo. If I ask you just for a moment, can you close your eyes? And can you picture what it would feel like to feel like a good person?
I think I have like a lot more happiness throughout the day and just more joyful in all of my experiences versus kind of like drudging through and kind of surviving.
Okay, so I just want you to notice also what that would feel like.
What it would feel like.
It feels really good. It feels kind of like walking on air.
That could be fun. That could be fun. And just for a moment, bingo.
Like weightless, like just not having like a million, just being free and letting go of all of it.
Bingo. Okay. And if I ask you right now what the level of pain is in your left side.
I think that's also like a 2 or 3. It's not as bad as it was at all.
Great job with your energy. Bingo. All right. Give me 1 second. So what's happening is that there's multiple emotions and we're just working on looking at those. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. Can you go back to the first one and really look at what it would feel like? Bingo. And really look at what it would feel like if you knew that this month was going to get better and better and better, like this week, that life was just going to start being better and feeling better and really feeling better and happier and working out. And you really you knew that was going to happen. You knew it. You knew it. 100% sure you just knew it. You just knew. Yeah,
I feel it. I can feel it. It definitely feels like there's been a shift.
Okay.
And it feels really, really good. It feels kind of like blissful and like really free. I mean, just more space like has been created.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And so just for a moment, can I ask you to bring in that feeling of how you would feel if it was just going to get better and better? You knew it. You knew it. The excitement, the, oh my God, like, oh, I can breathe. Like life feels better. Oh, like if you just knew, 100% sure. And just take that in and really, really, really feel that. Really feel that. If you knew, if you really, really, really knew, oh my God, from this point forward, bingo. There we go. Life is going to get better and better and better. And if I ask you what your level of pain is, what's your level?
It's definitely like a 1 now.
1. Okay. So who's doing that? You are. I'm coaching you. You're doing it. So good job. Great job with your mind. Great, great job. Okay. So I want you to bring it in even more. So bring in that feeling even more. Like really get yourself in the mindset of what it would feel like completely. What it would feel like.
James Brown song in my head. I feel good. He's like
crazy. There you go.
That's what it feels like.
Awesome. I love it. It does, you know what's funny? I love that you said that. You notice how what happens is as we change our emotions and we really create the shift, the things that start popping into our head, it's fun. It's fun. I love that. All right. So I'm going to ask you, here you go. So you're at a level from an 8 to a 1. So let's see if we can get it all of the way. So here we go. So I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling. Bingo. Bring in the feeling of what it would feel like if you knew 100% sure everything is going to get better and better and better. You knew it for sure. Like next week, the next couple of days, like it's just that shift and things are just going to get better and better and how great it is and how you deserve it. It's so great and how wonderful it is. And it's just really, really going to happen. Like you've heard before, other people having hard spots that they go through and they've been through this tough time, or, you know, my story where I was injured and then, you know, I shifted and changed and my entire life changed. Mm-hmm. And so just for a moment, if you look at that, what if your life did that? How would you feel right now in this moment? Because you can see your body reacting.
It feels amazing. It feels super awesome.
I love it. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling even more. So the feeling, F-E-E-L, focus on that feeling. What would it really feel like? So not as much the thinking. There you go. Great, great job with your energy. Really great. Beautiful.
No, I
what's your level?
Song in my head.
Pharrell?
Like, get lucky. It's like we've gone too far to give up who you are. And now it's like the time. Like,
oh, I love that. I love that. Bingo. All right. And, Bingo. And if I ask you your current level of pain, what's your current level of pain in your shoulders?
It's definitely gone. It's cracking a lot. So I think that's releasing. So it feels really good. Probably like almost to zero on both sides.
Almost to zero on both sides. Awesome. Very impressive.
So I think it's releasing. So
great. And so if I ask you just for a moment, how powerful is your mind?
Super powerful.
Okay. So if you look at it and you think about it for a moment, that pain has been there how long?
A long time.
Okay. And you saw it also shift from the right side to the left and now about down to a zero. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So first and foremost, awesome job. Okay. Now, if I ask you, what is your body?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. And just very impressive. And if I ask you what message your body's trying to give you from this, what would you say that is?
Release everything and let go and don't carry like so much on your shoulders.
Okay. So that would be one way of interpreting it. What it wants to do is have you start bringing in positive expectation of really feeling good and changing that feeling and really changing that specific thing. And also stepping into feeling like a good person, letting go of that guilt, but really stepping into that feeling. Okay. So that's the message. Now, what I do with this is to make any change, the best example, the best way to give you an illustration would be to think of it like this. If somebody's feeling embarrassed and their face turns red, right? Okay. You know, if somebody's feeling embarrassed, their face can turn red. If they stop feeling embarrassed, it can go away.
Right.
They start feeling embarrassed again. It can come back, right?
Yep.
Okay. So these emotions, what I'm going to want you to do, the biggest thing that I want you to get from this is the message that your body's giving to you is to really create this change of positive expectation of, and also feeling like a good person and really creating that shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you familiar with the subconscious mind?
Yes.
Okay. So to create the change, basically what I want you to do, the easiest way to explain this would be to say, if we look at somebody being embarrassed and their face turns red, or they stop being embarrassed and they stops being red, or even somebody having an anxiety attack, racing heart, they stop feeling anxiety, it goes away. They go back into it, it comes back.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that because this has been an ongoing issue, what I'm going to recommend is that you really make sure to reinforce this change. You're going to want to get it in. So in other words, if you go back into the negative with your mind, your body's going to be saying, Hey, Sharon, you want to make this change? And it's going to, and that message is going to be back to create that change. So what you want to do is really make sure to get this change so it stays and so it's permanent. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I guess when I go into that, what's going on, blah, 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 it's like, no. We're good. We're so good. Like shift, like mentally, but then also the feel good part, right? Is that like
the feeling
coming in?
And what you want to do, like even right now, you've already shifted it. Some people that I work with and in this way, they'll shift it and it just stays. Okay. They're like, oh my God, I've got it. That's it. I'm done. Like, and they've shifted it. Mm-hmm. But I do always recommend it to make sure to reinforce it, get it in over and over and over. Just like if we learn the alphabet, you know, we learned it and we got it in over and over, or memorizing anything. But yeah, really focusing on the feeling, getting it in and really creating that shift. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Beautiful. Sharon, you did so amazing. Very, very impressive. And I want to remind you, you did it. So I coached you on how to use your mind and how to use your mind to create the shift, but you did that. And so I want you to also remember how powerful your mind is, not only for your health, but also in changing your life, because our thoughts help create our life. So imagine as you change this, that's what's so beautiful about things with health is our body's really giving us a message. And so that message to create that change is incredible. And so if you think about this message, your body giving you this message, and you really, really implement it, what would your life be like?
Totally different.
Okay. Your thoughts. So I want you to remember, your thoughts and your emotions affect your health and your life. And in going through my injury, I had to heal. When I healed my body and really addressed what was going on and created the change, it changed my entire life. And that's why, you know, starting with the health issue and really creating the shift. Now, at the beginning, you mentioned also that you had a lot of other health issues going on and whatnot. This is the one you want to start with. And just the same that, you know, if we look at somebody's embarrassed and their face turns red or anxiety attack is different, you know, that shows up different in the body. Every area is different. So I'd recommend that you definitely work on this and re-ingrain it. And then for other areas of your body, well, you can definitely get the message. What is the message in that? And to create that shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's basically focusing on the area and then instilling the feeling of it's good. It's like, let go of that, whatever that is.
It's basically looking at our emotions and knowing emotions, different emotions affect the body differently. For example, if somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red, or somebody has a sexual thought, they have a sexual physical response, depending upon the gender, right? And, or anxiety is different, or somebody's nervous, nervous stomach. Okay. And so what happens is if we're working with somebody's shoulder or neck or head or knee pain or whatever it is, it shows up differently in the body. And so I don't want to overwhelm you with different things, but your body wanted to start with this one. And so if you can really get that excitement in, create that shift, and that's why you notice your body was able to create that change. Okay. So awesome job with your energy. Very, very exciting. And that's why we call it, you're so welcome. And that's why it's, you know, when we, and you listen to what your body is saying and healing your body is changing your life. And you did an amazing job, and just reinforcing it, getting it in is really, really incredible. So great job.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Do you have any questions regarding this?
Yeah. So I think like for the other parts of my body, I could just need to focus on it, like listen to what my body says. And then, like you said, bring in the emotion.
So I want you to think about it in this way. I want you to think about food as digestion, right?
Right.
Okay, so what we're taking in. Mm-hmm. So the reason that we started with your shoulder, basically what's happening, so if I go to the stomach area, I'm picking up of a feeling of not liking what's coming in. It's kind of like this, as if you were going to eat ugly worms or something like that, gross or whatever, is like a feeling of wanting to reject it. Mm. And because there's a strong feeling of expecting negative things, there's a feeling of wanting to reject the future. So basically the reason that I started with the neck area and the shoulder area was to shift that expectation first.
Oh, got it.
Okay. So there is a strong chance that it'll actually help the stomach significantly also. Okay. It's kind of like this, as if you knew all great things were going to come into your life, would you be okay with that coming in?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I do expect, from what I'm feeling from your body, I expect that it'll shift it at about probably about 40 to 50%. I think there are some other things there that probably need to be addressed as well, but that's why we started with the shoulder neck area. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So really getting that in, really creating that shift wholeheartedly is key. And then, but then I would recommend addressing the other area. So I wouldn't even go to that yet. I would first address
this on the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the one that I saw was going to create shifts. So, you know how kind of in the beginning you mentioned your stomach and you felt like your gut was affecting every other area of the body.
Right.
The one that I saw is the shoulder. And as you notice, and if you look at it from an awareness standpoint, if I told you that I expected things to be really bad and I expected things to be really bad, and by the way, I'm going to try to work on my stomach and my health and my stress levels and all these things, meanwhile, expecting things are going to be bad, it's going to make everything harder, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's...
because it's like a domino effect. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why your body wanted to work with that first.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful. All right. It has been such a pleasure. It's so wonderful to connect with you, and I love it. And you did an incredible job, and I love your level of awareness. Just beautiful.
Thank you so much. Again, thank you. It was awesome, and it definitely feels super different.
All right. So first and foremost, I have to say, I just love her. And you'll probably hear me say that a lot, because I think maybe I don't know, maybe when you connect with the essence of somebody, maybe you can't help but love them, or that's at least how I feel. You just, I don't know, it's just such a beautiful thing, and really connecting with people's hearts and their sincerity. It's just really, really beautiful. And to me, this woman is just a really beautiful, kind-hearted being. And so each person that I connect with is different, of course. And so that's what I get to experience. And I love that. And, you know, maybe that's just me. I love people. It's actually funny because I live in West Hollywood, you know, LA, Los Angeles. And a lot of times people will say, you know, I can't believe you live in LA. There's so many people there. It's too many people for me. And I say, you know what? It's kind of funny because I actually really like people. So it works out for me because I like people. I'm a people person. And so maybe it's just spending years, you know, almost 7 years injured and not really seeing a whole lot of people during that time. I don't know. Maybe it's just seeing the beauty in people and the sincerity. But either way, beautiful woman. And from this, let's go ahead and break it down a little further. So we talked about how it takes multiple emotions. And I even mentioned that with her in her session, and she's down to pretty much a zero. So that's where we left it. And this is the reason why. Okay, so she's at a zero, pretty much at a zero. What I love from this is, again, it was perfection and imperfection. Like, her pain moved. But by seeing that, it provides your mind with so many insights, like we talked about in the beginning. You know, it's not just positive thinking or ignoring the pain or just being happy or anything like that. There's multiple things going on. And I've never, not once, seen a person with one specific emotion going on. And if we stop and think about it for a moment, that wouldn't even make sense. And so what I mean by that is this, is let's say that somebody has hurt going on, or they have anger or frustration or stress or whatever you want to call it, irritation or annoyed or rejection or whatever it is. And as soon as we as human beings experienced an emotion, that all of a sudden we were sick. I mean, that would be a lot, right? Like, one emotion, all of a sudden we're sick. And so a lot of times you'll hear people say, you know, oh, maybe there was a trauma that created it. Again, a lot of times there are multiple things going on, and you'll want to just specifically address them and change them. And again, they don't make sense. I mean, this woman right here, truly an incredible being, and I can feel that from her. And yet, when I check her energy at the ripe old age of 3, she started feeling like a bad person. Likely she did something maybe as a kid and was told, oh, bad girl. And then that got ingrained in her way of thinking and feeling. And so what can happen is that feeling just kind of walks around with her everywhere she goes. And that's what's happening. Now, by the way, when I stopped her, when she was at a zero, I mean, there was like a trace, 0.002 or something. I mean, I could feel just a little trace, but like she said, pretty much a zero. Okay. The other work for her to do on this, which I want her to definitely follow through with, is really changing that feeling of feeling like a bad person all of the way. Now, because she knew this session was being recorded for the podcast, of course, okay, she volunteered in. So because of that, I didn't want to push too much on the feeling bad. In other words, imagine if you feel like a bad person and then you know it's being recorded and you feel like, oh my God, people are going to think I'm, or feel like I'm a bad person, or people, likely what people feel in that moment is they go, oh my God, people are going to know I'm a bad person, okay? And everybody's a little bit different. But point being is, because we knew that this was going to be a public recording, I didn't push on it too much. I did just enough to get around it and keep it light. And she'll need to go even deeper into that. But again, you know, when she said, I don't even know, maybe past life stuff, who knows? She knew that she'd been feeling that way all of her life. And so there's not necessarily some major trauma that happened around it, but something that definitely stuck in her mind and in her emotions. So, of course, this all depends on how you're defining the word trauma, because, you know, there'd be some type of trauma or negativity to the mind for it to hold on to it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was a traumatic event. Trauma in an intense sense of the word. It could just be something that somebody simply says. Okay. And so the points that you'll really want to note from this is that we need to be honest with what we're really feeling, and to create real change with our emotions, and that even some of the things that we know that are there, and we've just been avoiding them and not wanting to deal with them, like feeling like a bad person. It's like we can brush things away because we don't really want to have to deal with it. And most of the time it's because we don't know how to. We don't know how to deal with emotions, how to really effectively change them, how to get them gone, completely eradicated, not to where they're still there or they keep coming back, but really changing them. And a lot of things that we're doing aren't effective. And so even on an upcoming episode, I am going to talk about meditation and how that fits in and some of the things that are good. As I mentioned at the beginning, there are types of meditation that I definitely recommend avoiding. Okay. And there are other meditations that can be fun and enjoyable, but specifically things like silent meditation and some others. And I'll really define what that is and why that is, because the best way I can describe it is like this, is it's like a vegetable dipped in paint. I mean, the vegetable part is good. The paint is obviously not good to eat. And so there are great things about meditation, and there are also some things that aren't great about meditation and that can make it actually harder to do this work. In other words, some people that I'll work with to take out of pain, if there's somebody who has been meditating for a long period of time, it can take longer to get the results instead of faster. And so we'll talk more about that on the upcoming episodes, and I'll explain more about why that is. But first, on the very next episode coming up, I do want to mix it up a bit. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on a woman who was supine, so bedridden, for 6 years, and who used these same type of tools to go from bedridden to changing her life. And we'll talk more about that when she comes on. But the reason I'm doing that is because so far, you know, I've worked with Justin, I've worked with Sharin, and it has to do with pain. And so a lot of people, first and foremost, might think, okay, this is completely impossible with pain. And then the next thought people will think is, oh, well, it has to do with pain. It's not with physical issues, is another thing that I hear people say, or it's not with, you know, things that are really going on in the physical body and all that stuff. So I do hear things like that, which is the reason why I want to bring her on. And we'll ask her things like, what was the most challenging part of healing? Different things like that. So that is on the next episode. And for this one right here, though, wrapping up, my biggest recommendation to you is to really start bringing in the positive, reinforce that positive expectation moving forward. And of course, on the upcoming episodes, we're going to continue to dive in even more, but just go ahead and really changing and getting those feelings in for you would be great. So that said, thanks again for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.